Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. And I know I haven't podcasted in a while, but I have a good reason to podcast. Yesterday, Apple started the Worldwide Developers Conference in California, and they introduced a lot of new things. Starting out with, well, I'm not going to do it in the same order that they did it on the keynote, even though I watched all 2 hours of it when I came home from work yesterday. A lot of things that they introduced was mostly software things. They talked about the new OS X 10.9, which they're now calling Mavericks instead of a cat name, which is fine, but, you know, I don't know. There were a couple things about that I thought are going to be interesting. I'm looking at the website now as I talk. A couple things, it's like they're integrating more of the iOS into the OS X things, like, they are doing a more flat design in the iOS, so they're kind of bringing that, a little bit of that, to the new Mavericks operating system. A couple things that we're going to get in OS X 10.9 is iBooks is coming to the system software. Maps are coming. There's improvement to Calendar and Safari. And they now have iCloud Keychain, which keeps all your passwords and even your credit card information in the iCloud, so that on all your devices, all your passwords and stuff are all synced. I don't know about that, but yeah, we'll see. And then they talked about how iWork is coming to the cloud in terms of actually creating things in a web page instead of a standalone application. There's updates to Notification Center. The Finder now has tabs. There's also going to be, the Finder has tabs. And there's also a new thing called tags, where you can tag a file with specific words, and then when you search for it, they come up a lot easier. It reminds me of the old thing that you could do, labels. They had labels for different things. And I used those a while ago, but I haven't used those in years. So OS X Mavericks, I think that's coming out in the fall. They also talked about iOS 7, and getting back to that, it's a much flatter design. All the icons have been changed. They're much more colorful, new stylistic, and I hate to say it, but it kind of looks a little bit like the Android platform, and that's not necessarily the best thing. But there are some cool new features. There's this thing called Control Center, so right from the start screen, you flick up or scroll up, and you get access to airplane mode, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, do not disturb, brightness on your screen, whatever song is playing currently, or you can play a song, AirDrop and AirPlay, a flashlight, calculator, and camera. All you can access all from this little control center. And then the calendar has changed. The calendar has changed. Notifications has changed. There's now multitasking. Of course, they introduced iTunes Radio, which will be like a Pandora type thing. And since it'll be on my phone, I think I'll check it out. It's going to be free with ads, both audio and, I guess, visual ads. There's some changes to the camera app. They now have like this square configuration for like Instagram type thing, and there's filters now too. Safari has been upgraded, and Siri has been upgraded as well, and Mail and the weather app. It looks kind of cool. The OS 7 is kind of cool coming. They also introduced a sneak peek, I should say, at the Mac Pro, which is going to be kind of cool. I mean, it's the size is unbelievable. They've really dropped it down to this little cylinder that is only like 8 inches tall, but it's packed with really expensive features. I can't imagine how much it's going to cost. But I'm not really interested in that. I'm more interested in the new MacBook Air, which they have updated with the new Haswell processors, which are not necessarily a huge jump in speed, but they're a huge jump in battery life. It goes from 7 hours to 12 hours now for the 13-inch, and 5 hours to 9 hours in the 11-inch. Not much else has changed except, so the processor was changed. They have a little bit faster RAM, faster flash storage. They have the new Wi-Fi that's 802.11ac, which I'm really not all that familiar with. But there's enough of the new things that it's time for me to buy a new MacBook Air. Speaking of laptops, I have not had a new laptop for it's either 4 or 5 years. I can't remember if I bought it in 2008 or 2009. But either way, my current MacBook is the old white plastic one. That it was the last one, I think, that came with FireWire 400 built in. And I think that's why I bought it, because I had all these hard drives that were FireWire for backup and stuff. And it's currently it's running pretty slow. I've maxed out the RAM. I changed the hard drive. I've done, you know, upgrading as much as I can over the years. And it is just now time to get one. So I went ahead and ordered last night a new MacBook Air. And I got the top of the line, the faster processor, 8 gig of RAM, and 512 gigabytes of the SSD storage, the flash storage. It's not a Retina display. The reason I got the 13-inch is because it's got the SSD card, so when I'm doing my camera stuff, I can just take the card out and stick the card in the slot, and it'll automatically, you know, open iPhoto and import all my photos and stuff. So I really like that, having that. Other than that, oh, I know it. I had, I've been saving Apple gift cards for like 3 years now, at least two years, but maybe three. And I had saved up almost $700 worth of cards. So when I, and you're allowed to, at least online, use 8 cards to pay for things. So I used all my gift cards and then used my credit card for the outstanding balance. So I really only paid about $1,100 for, a little below $1,100 for my new MacBook Air. And it should be arriving sometime next week. There's my chair. That was not me. It says the estimated arrival time is between the 18th and the 20th of June, but I'm really hoping it comes on the 17th. It hasn't even shipped yet, but I really hope, because, of course, you know, anytime I get new Apple products, I want to play with them right away and set it up and all that. And I haven't had a new computer. It's been, I'm trying to think, when did I buy this iMac? Probably in 2011. So it's at least 2 years since I've had an actual new computer. Of course, I've gotten iPads since then and an iPhone, but not an actual new computer. So this is going to be fun. And I was listening to Big Fatty's podcast today, and he had a little segment talking about the new stuff that Apple was talking about. And he played that song, which I'm going to stick in here, Coldplay song, because I know he, without saying my name, he referred to me in several different ways. If I would stop eating my Cheerios and listen, and he thought I would do a little show, and sure enough, because of him, I'm doing a little show. So thank you, Big Fatty, for getting me to do a show with this new Apple stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited about that stuff. They also have, they introduced some new AirPort technology, AirPort Express and AirPort Extreme, I guess, and the time capsule. Again, I'm not really interested in any of those things. Of course, I'm interested, but I'm not going to purchase any of them because I have a direct connect internet into my computer, and then I share the Wi-Fi through my computer. So I don't really need any of that stuff. I thought that during the keynote they had some really good digs at the whole Android Galaxy, whatever, that whole line of phones, when they said this with this new system, AirDrop. We've had AirDrop on our computers for a while, but now you can do it on your iPhone and your iPad, where if you want to share a picture or a file or something, you can just click. It's going to be part of the sharing part. So you click on share, and if you click on AirDrop, all the people who have AirDrop turned on show up in there, and you just press their name, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to like go over and touch their phone and tap it. It just sends it, you know, wirelessly. So that's kind of cool. Although in my house, the only person who's got these things is me, so it doesn't really matter. Anyway, I'm excited. I can't wait. I've been needing some Apple excitement for a long time, and I'm excited about it now. So enough about Apple stuff. So over the weekend, we spent in the city this weekend, and we went to a winery up in Maryland, and that was fun on Saturday. And then we watched I Love You, Philip Morris, which we've realized that we had watched that movie once before. So, and I think I even watched it myself once, so I think I've seen it three times now. And then on Sunday, we went looking for birds and had lunch at the cathedral. I posted a picture on my blog of, we saw these robins. They were robins, and they were on a tree stump. And there were a whole bunch of, I think they were flying termites that were like hatching and flying from this old tree stump. And these robins were just sitting there, just like munching them like crazy. So I took a couple of pictures, and the picture I posted is of these two robins kind of looking around at the flying termites, and they're like, well, they're getting ready to bite them. And you can see the termites flying around the picture. I thought that was kind of cool. But we didn't see any new birds. I haven't seen any new birds or added any new birds for a while to my list. I think the last one was, June 2nd, we went to the zoo, and I added the black-crowned night heron and a rock pigeon. So I'm up to 46 birds for the year. But I think it's going to like slow down trying finding new birds, because I've been watching documentaries about birds and reading things, and the two biggest times of the year for birds are spring, especially early May, when the birds are migrating north, and like especially because I saw this documentary about Central Park on HBO, and the birds, those like the first couple weeks of May, they land in Central Park, and it's like their rest spot, because it's the only chunk of big open land in that city. So they land there, so there's a lot of different bird sightings in Central Park. So they talked about the early spring, and then again in the fall when they're flying the other way, migrating south. So I think I won't see any new birds, major amounts of new birds, until the fall. Plus, that's a better time to take pictures of birds, because the leaves have fallen from the trees and there's more birds. You can visually see them better in the trees, and it's harder to take pictures with the leaves all around them. I know, that's what I found difficult. Anyway, so we did that. And then on Sunday when I went to leave, we got in my car to start my car. My car wouldn't start. And, you know, my car is only like a year and a half old, and turns out the battery was dead. So I had to call roadside assistance, and they came and gave me a jump start, and I had to run the car for 20 minutes to a half an hour. Since then, I haven't had any issues. I've been trying to either start it or run it about every 10, 12 hours. Only once I went out and started it just to make it run for a little bit. But when I got home, I did some research, and turns out there is an issue with the electronics of the 2012 Ford Focuses, in that when you have there's some kind of parasitic battery drain, that's the way they're describing it, where you think everything is turned off when you turn off, but then there's one little item that is pulling energy from the battery. Well, my car sat on the street parked for the whole weekend, from Friday night around 6:30 until Sunday at about 2:30, and I didn't start it or move it. So whatever is draining the battery completely drained it, and I couldn't start my car. I'm not going to do anything about it right now because I know it's going to happen. I'm going to have another issue at some point where the battery is drained, but I'm doing a much better job at making sure everything is turned off before I turn off the car. Because for the longest time, I left the radio on, I would leave the air conditioning on and stuff like that, and then so that the air conditioning would like blast me when I first turned on the car. But I'm not doing that anymore. I'm turning everything off just to make sure that there is no battery drain on purpose. So if it happens again, I will take it to the dealer, actually, I'll have them jumpstart me, and then I will drive it right to the dealer and have them deal with it. But there's like, in all this reading I've done, this research about this battery issue, is you have to go through this whole process of, they first will replace the battery, and then they'll, if it happens again, if a battery dies again, then they go through this diagnostic thing, and then you have to, you know, each level of issues has to be taken care of before you can have anything done. And then, because a couple of people have, that I saw, read about on different Ford, you know, like, what are they called? Those sites where you can leave messages and stuff. I forget, forums and stuff, I guess it is. Anyway, some people have gone as far as having their car declared under the Lemon Law a replacement, so they got a brand new car under the Lemon Law, but that's only happened twice that I could see. So anyway, I'm going to watch it and see what happens, and I'm just hoping I don't have any more issues with the battery, because that was a pain in the butt. I was so frustrated on Sunday. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's a brand new car, a year and a half old, and a dead battery. It's like, I don't understand that. But there is an issue. They just haven't dealt with it directly yet. Like that, well, because they can't find, for each of these people I've been reading about, everyone has got a different issue. One person had a light in the trunk, even though the light was not on, it was drawing energy. And then one was a bad fuse. And so there's no one cause for this parasitic battery drain, but that's what's happening to make people's batteries die. They just don't, haven't isolated it to one specific thing. So I think it's like the whole electronic system. And as the partner always says, I've got so many electronic things with the satellite radio, with the navigation, with the heated seats and the park assist and the parking sensors and the rear camera and power windows and automatic windshield wiper. I mean, I've got every possible thing on the car that you can get except for a sunroof. So there's bound to have something causing a battery drain. So anyway, as I said, I'm just going to be much careful about turning everything off before I turn the car off. And we'll see how it goes. Wow, I have been talking much longer than I thought I would. So I'm going to end this here, but who knows when the next podcast... Oh, I don't know when the next podcast will be. Probably when I get my new MacBook Air and I want to talk about it. So that's all for today. Until next time, bye.